is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop, always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're headed for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? For equality, for all people, you and me, full of love and goodwill. Hate was not his way. He was not a violent man. If you can, just why was he shot down the other day? I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop, always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think and feel again, for we're headed for the brink. What's gonna happen now that the king of love is dead?
What is it like to walk under this constant threat?
Well, it's often difficult, but when you live with it so long, you almost become immune to being afraid as a result of these threats. I guess you have to come to the point of looking at these things philosophically, and this is where I have decided to stand. I believe firmly that this cause is right, and that someone must have the courage and the fortitude to stand up for it, even if it means suffering or even if it means death. And I have always felt that unmerited suffering is redemptive, and even if I have to die for this cause, our physical death is the price that others have to pay. Death. And I have always felt that unmerited suffering is redemptive, and even if I have to die for this cause, our physical death is the price that others have to pay, then it is a price that is paid to free the soul of our nation and to free our children from a permanent spiritual death. And in this sense, I think it is very redemptive, or it can be, even if it occurs.
it when his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my
to shine. All your dreams on their way.
Black Plastic on the Mutiny Radio.fm. All these records from Community Thrift from this weekend. Paul Simon from Dick Cavett Show.
G6th. They're exactly the same chords.
Much the same.
Here's a song I'm working on. I haven't got it finished. I'll show you. Thank you.
have had attempts made on your life and have been threatened perhaps even tonight. What is it like to walk under this constant threat?
last. I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am. But I'm about to find a job to earn a little cash. All you got to offer is your mean old white backlash. But the world is big, big and bright and round, and it's full of other folks like me who are black, yellow, beige, and brown. Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am.
Could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of his glance, pensive and sweet and wise. All of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free.
Double down. die in hot pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun, sometimes the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot and got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you. to your heart, then you can start. Make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey, Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world apart. Found her, now go, go out and get her here. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out, let it in. Hey, Jude, begin. You're waiting for some. But when you know that it's just you, hey, 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 Jude, you'll do. The moment you need is on your shoulders.
Darling.
Yes, Tina.
Starting to get next to me.
Honey, that was my plan from the very beginning.
Darling.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that this could be.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Your lips set my soul on fire. To fulfill my one desire. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I think it's gonna work out fine. I wanna tell you something, I can't.
Uh-huh.
I've been to see the preacher man.
A preacher man? You must be losing your mind.
I started.
Started what?
Started making wedding plans.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If your love is half as true as the love I offer you, oh, darling. Work out fine.
It's gonna work.
From your door.